All right. Thank you. Thank you.
So I will abuse my position here. The user agent configuration ad hoc, which I said would be ready by info, that will be in Franciscan D at 7:45 tomorrow morning. So only serious people need to get up early. And we're not providing breakfast. You have to just grab it at the IETF tables and bring it in. I did put that on the list. Next slide, please. So these are the changes that were on the list. There's no need to go over them because they were on the list. Next. So there are two major open issues. The first one was, what do you do if you get a 489? What's in the text right now is if you get a 489, that was a 400 error. We've been talking about the evils of info is if info blows up, it tears down your dialogue. People said, that's cool, so that's what we said. And then some people said, well, maybe I don't want to do that. For one thing, we say info doesn't change dialogue state, so if you get this response to an info that tears down the session, that clearly is changing the dialogue state. I can't remember who pointed out that, if we don't tear it down with a 489, then we are doing something special for info, which makes info special. But then it was also pointed out that you do have almost a reasonable glare condition, where in the initial invite, say, you say, I can receive info package foo, and then the guy starts sending back info with foo, and at that point you send out another thing like an ACK that says, I don't want foo anymore. So that's like kind of a reasonable glare situation. Would you want to tear it down? Dean.
So Dean Willis here. I'd like to hit that first bullet under option two. We say info doesn't change dialogue state, but if a 489 tears the dialogue down, it changes state. So the important thing here is that the semantics of the content of the info don't change the dialogue state. Mm-hmm. A protocol failure, which is what happens when you have a 489, does change the dialogue state. I don't see the issue there.
I will buy that, but does anyone not buy that? Joel, do you not buy it, or are you just off to someplace else? Or you bought it? He bought it already. I will take this one more time to the list. I'm kind of ambivalent about it. It seems there's like one or two people who really care. Actually, you could ask, who really cares?
If you really care, please raise your hand.
What, care about info or care about which one we do? Could you please, both of you, yeah, please come up and... It's because you've all read Pierre by Maurice Sendak.
No, Christopher Holmer, I agree with what Dean said. I mean, if it's a protocol error, then it's a protocol error. But, the content shouldn't really, you shouldn't send an STP offer or something in info because that's going to change the state. But if you get a 489, that's a protocol error and you do whatever you're supposed to do. Thank you.
Bob Penfield. I think I pointed it out on the list that there is some text in the dialogues usage RFC, I forget the number, that 489, it says, destroys a dialogue for subscribe notify, but then it says for other methods it should probably be ignored. And that was, I pointed that out as
right.
Sort of an out. But I have another proposal. I really don't think we want to destroy the dialogue just because they mixed up their info packages. Let's just make a new response code.
Good. And that response code, you're not done yet. That response code would be 100 class?
200. Hmm?
That what? Would be 100, like 189?
No, it would be a 400, which wouldn't destroy other... Things that don't understand it would treat it as
a 200. Just make it a 200.
Or 200
okay.
Class.
Or you
error.
Could do that too. But
well, because what I'm saying is, if something doesn't understand, it sees a 4 mumble mumble, it shoots it in the head.
Well, that does, a 400 doesn't destroy a dialogue, does it? in the dialogue usage, I don't believe a basic 400 would destroy the dialogue.
And I got
the default 400 does not.
Okay, all right.
Can't.
So all right.
401,
all other 4XXs do.
But all other 4XXs do.
No, not all of them. Go read 5057. There are guidelines on how you figure this stuff out in there, and I can help figure that stuff out. But info necessarily changes dialogue state. You didn't mean dialogue state. Don't know what you meant. But your CSeq's going to tick up.
Pardon?
Changing your CSeq is a change in dialogue state.
Changing, yeah, okay.
So by definition, right.
Your CSeq is going to increase. That's your dialogue state has changed.
Right.
I didn't really mean dialogue
state. So if we want to get really... Right. Well, I will take this back to the list, but it sounds like there's a moderate... Actually, I don't hear a moderate consensus. Yeah. Jonathan?
Jonathan Rosenberg. So Robert makes a really good point that it does info does change the state of the dialogue.
Right.
I think what we need is a better definition of what info is and isn't allowed to
right.
do. Probably session or
right.
something. We'll spend a lot of time debating that, by the
way. I know. That'll get us for another 10 years.
Just to let you know. We may end up having to revise 3261 to solve that problem.
That's right. Okay, next slide, please. The other issue, one thing is there is no disagreement about what the text says today about what you do on invite update. Actually, I'll talk about ACK in a second. 101 to 299, which is basically life is good. 300 through 699, life is not good. We did actually get consensus, I felt, about excluding 100 from the processing calculation. Yep. Speak now. If you bring this up in Stockholm, you get drowned. A lot of water. So... Actually, let me hit this thing here first. There's been a lot of pushback of having receive info in every message that receive info could possibly show up in. And the latest proposal on the list was, well, if there's a receive info header present, then you do the receive info, you calculate your info package set. But if there isn't one in a request, then you just keep doing what you were doing before. Headreel is looking really puzzled. But now does it make sense when I finished?
Yeah. I'm only looking puzzled because...
Hey, Bob thinks it's good. Sit down.
Because our original proposal was, in fact, to do something like that. And
exactly.
Everybody's like, oh, no, we need it in every message.
Right,
so.
So now with that agreement, that makes things go a lot easier. Brett brought up that, what about PRAC? And I would actually offer, this is in fact a place you probably really do want receive infos, but it's up to you, right? You either have it there or you don't. Anyone disagree with that? Anyone say that we must not have it in PRAC or just be silent on it as we are? Krister?
No, I don't disagree to that. But I think, again, we shouldn't disallow it unless there's a technical reason to do so. I mean, we may not have a use case for it right now, but then, later we may, and then we just can't do it just because we wrote something without any technical justification.
Right. Then last but not least, and I will actually defer to anyone who cares to stand up, is refer. Is there any reason, again, kind of like PRAC, is there any reason to allow it? Because refer does a whole bunch of ugly stuff. And is this one more piece of ugly stuff? Or is it just, since it's so ugly, it doesn't matter? So again, if you have headers there, it does it, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, Chris, of course it depends a little where you put it. I mean, when you send a refer, you can also have a sigfrag where you put headers which you want to go into the, invite or whatever's going to be triggered. But I guess what you're talking about here is in the actual SIP part of the refer, right?
Right, because the stuff that's in the SIP frag is that's just generated.